Lutheran Radio presents Cross Encounters with Pastor John Ehlers.
Hello and welcome to this edition of Cross Encounters. The Evangelical Lutheran Church of England is a confessing church, and it is my prayer that the ELCE will remain and grow in being a confessing church. According to the Oxford Dictionary, confess has two parts. First, it means to admit and to reveal your wrongdoings. Second, it is to declare one's faith. Well, let's take a look at these two aspects of confessing. The Bible makes it clear that Christians are to confess their sins before God, seeking His mercy for the sake of Jesus Christ, who died to forgive us and take our sins away. We hear in 1 John chapter 1, verse 9, "If we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness." We also read in Psalm 32, verse 5, "I acknowledge my sins to you, and I did not hide my iniquity. I said, I will confess my transgressions to the Lord, and you forgave the iniquity of my sin." In its aspect as law, confession means admitting before God, others, and ourselves that we are not, nor can we ever be, worthy of standing in God's presence or demanding or expecting His kindness. God's standards are far beyond our reach. We blatantly and rebelliously trespass over the line that God has established for our good. Proudly, we thumb our noses at God and think we can control our lives without Him. Confession demonstrates an abandonment of self-reliance. It is an acknowledgement that we are helpless. We are without hope and we are condemned by our sinfulness before God. However, once the negative side of the coin of confession has been admitted, then we can take courage in the gospel side of confession. Once we realize that we cannot save ourselves, the Holy Spirit brings us to repentance and creates faith in us so that we can confess Jesus Christ as our Savior from sin. Romans chapter 10, verses 9 and 10 declares, "If you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised Him from the dead, you will be saved. For it is with the heart that one believes and is justified, and with the mouth one confesses and is saved." That faith in the crucified and resurrected Jesus, created in us by the Holy Spirit, is confessed with our lips, giving voice to the hope that now resides within us. It is my prayer that the members of the Evangelical Lutheran Church of England would consistently live in these two realms of confession, that daily we would confess our sins to God, imploring His forgiveness through the work of Jesus Christ, and in confident faith, going forth and boldly confessing the faith that is in our hearts, that Jesus has won God's favor and salvation for us. This is what it means to daily live in our baptisms. We need to remain faithful in our attendance in the divine service, where we continually confess our sins and receive absolution. It is there that the Christian faith is confessed through the sermon, through Bible readings, the creed, the singing of hymns, and through our prayers. It is the divine service that feeds and nourishes us to confess our faith in Jesus Christ. And it is this continual confession that makes us want to strive to have the best Sunday school classes, confirmation classes, youth groups that we can possibly have. We should not take any shortcuts in training the children in our congregation to confess the faith into which they were baptized. We should want to help parents teach and be examples to their children through daily confession of sin and through their faith. It should also be our desire to spend time each day in God's Word, where He confesses His love for us. And we should also confess Jesus as Lord to everyone in our community through our words and through our deeds toward them, so that they might see Christ within us. The Evangelical Lutheran Church of England is a confessing church. Thanks be to God. Let us pray. Almighty God, grant to your church your Holy Spirit and the wisdom which comes down from above, that your word may not be bound, but have free course, and be preached to the joy and the edifying of Christ's holy people, that in steadfast faith we may serve you and in the confession of your name abide unto the end. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be and remain with you always. Amen.
Love is in the air.
Christ is in the air.
Lutheran Radio UK.